Shooting this year. The city of Lewiston is in lockdown after the killer opened fire in a bar and bowling alley. People in the area have been told to shelter in place as the search continues for the suspect, Robert Card, a military-trained firearms instructor. Janet Mills is the governor of Maine.
Mr. Card is considered armed and dangerous, and police advise that Maine people should not approach him under any circumstances.
Qatar's senior negotiator says he believes all civilian hostages in Gaza can be released in the coming days, but a pause in the fighting is needed. Minister of State Mohammed Al-Khulaifi says any escalation in the Israel-Hamas conflict will hamper efforts to secure the safe release of captives. Constance Martin and Mark Gordon have pleaded not guilty to the manslaughter of their baby daughter and other charges. The couple were arrested in Brighton in February after being missing for over a month. The Online Safety Act, which is been introduced to protect children online, has become law in the UK. Social media platforms will have a responsibility to stop children from seeing harmful material online. England's hopes of retaining the Cricket World Cup are all but over after they suffered an 8-wicket defeat against Sri Lanka. The defending champions bowled out for 156. The result means the holders have won just one of their 5 group games. Captain Jos Buttler says they've been poor.
Yeah, it's incredibly tough, incredibly disappointing tournament. Not just short of our best, but a very long way. So, you know, as captain, you feel that a lot, and you know, disappointed for myself and all the boys that we've not showed a good account of ourselves.
And Sir Paul McCartney and Sir Ringo Starr say they're feeling emotional ahead of the release of what's been billed as the last Beatles song, Now and Then, written and sung by John Lennon. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Cheers, Kevin.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and tonight, it is expected to become largely dry and clear. During the early hours, bands of thicker cloud will push in from the west, bringing the chance of an occasional light shower in certain areas, with highs of 14 and overnight lows of 6.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
You see, tonight it could go either way. Hearts balanced on a razor blade. We are designed to love and break, then to rinse and repeat it all again. I get stuck when the world's too loud and things don't look up when you're going down. I know your arms are reaching out from somewhere beyond the clouds. You make me feel in a brighter shade. Need it to rise from the lowest place. There's silver lining that surrounds the gray. When I get lost, will it come back round? Things don't look up when you're going down. I know your arms, they are reaching out from somewhere beyond the clouds. You make me feel
cricket. Lovely cricket.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Yes, so Darren's here tonight with a lovely Darren, I should say. And actually, he's going to be chatting to novelist Geoffrey Archer tonight. So, yeah, it's one to listen to. At 6 p.m. and then 7 is a non-league hour with our John Chubb. An hour of news from local non-league football teams, ones that I'm always interested in. Bumper to bumper with Gareth Williams. And again, we've got the night shift. And she's been with us probably, Madeline, I reckon 6 to 7 months. And it still says in the listings, a brand new country show. So I will still keep calling that out every single Thursday until they say at least a new country, because it's not a brand new country show, it's a new country show. And I tell you what, the music she plays on it is brilliant. But now we are going to hear from Justin Bieber with Sorry.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. I know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Justin Bieber was Sorry. All right, coming up in a second, we've got a brand new one from our A-list Green with Shimmy Shimmy. But first of all, this one's for the kids. Tomorrow, if you are anywhere around Shenfield, Friday the 27th of October, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m, there's a scarecrow trial. Scarecrow trial and pop-up pumpkin patch. Try and say that really quickly. In Shenfield, yes, there's free face painting as well from Sue Curly Mills. But the map and entry form, you need to go brentwoodconnected.co.uk. brentwoodconnected.co.uk, and you can get the map, because basically what you do is you're just looking for pumpkins, so the kids can have a really good time there. And again, free face painting as well. So that's tomorrow, 10 till 4, the Scarecrow, not trial, but trowel and pop-up pumpkin patch. I love that, pop-up pumpkin patch. I can't say that. Try and say that more than three times. Right, here's Green Shimmy Shimmy. I'm going to keep trying to say that. Green pop-up. Love his sound. Yeah, Joe Anderton is actually his name, a multi-instrumentalist as well. And if you see the images of him, you wouldn't be, like, forgiven. Yeah, well, you would be forgiven to be thinking that he was from the 60s, because he's got that sound and he's got the look. So it's brilliant stuff. So I can't wait for his new stuff to come out as well. So that's Green with an E at the end. G-R-E-E-N-E, if you want to go looking for him. Now, coming up in a second, we are going back to the 80s and our Shake It Off session. Oh, it's a treat today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I was just talking about Madeline Christie's show, the night shift tonight at 10 p.m. tonight. But yes, born this day in 1967, of course, country singer-songwriter, actually married to Nicole Kidman as well. Wasn't aware of that. Where have I been? But here's the track that he'd done with Pink last year.
Remember much about last night. Woke up on a couch, sunrise. Saw the living room through these bloodshot eyes of mine. Cold sober, you didn't like that I came home late, 4 a.m. but it's a Friday, babe, and I've been working hard. Can't you give me some space instead of shouting out, oh my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go out for some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more. Just pretending it's fine. We've been round, round, round this too many times before. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more.
FM travel news.
With a severe delay still on the M25 anti-clockwise before the Dartford tunnels, you're looking at a 60-minute travel time there if you're headed back home from Kent. Usual queues on the A13 eastbound between Prince Regent's Lane and Lodge Avenue. Flyover travel time there is 25 minutes. A128 and the Yonga Road leading up to Wilson's Corner here in Brentwood is really slow moving at the moment. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between M11 and that's Junction A and the B1256. A130 northbound, slow traffic between A13 Sadler's Farm Roundabout and the A217 at Fair Glen Interchange. In Braintree, slow traffic on the A12 east between the B1256 and Galley's Corner Roundabout. About 15 minute traffic there, really. In Chelmsford, slow traffic on the Baddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy Roundabout. Just come in literally on Colchester, A133 Cowdrey Avenue. Slow traffic eastbound between Westway and Ipswich Road. Also in Colchester, A133 Cymbeline Way. Slow traffic eastbound from Westway to Spring Lane Roundabout. Now let's head over to the Tube for you because the rail again is looking okay so far. Yeah, I've had a full house today. Right, buses run instead of trains on the District Line between Earls Court and Ealing Broadway and between Earls Court and Richmond and between Earls Court and Kensington Olympia due to engineering works. There's minor delays now on the Jubilee Line. Shortage of trains, so do check the train provider if you're travelling on the Jubilee Line. Severe delays on the Northern Line due to earlier emergency services dealing with an incident, and still the underground station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town due to those engineering works, but there is a good service throughout the rest of the network.
symphonies. Before all I heard was silence, a rhapsody for you and me. And every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find the key without you. And now your song is on repeat. And I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I'm feeling complete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part of your song.
Absolutely love that track. Although if you're a Strictly fan as well, it might evoke all the beautiful memories you had watching Giovanni, wasn't it? And was it Rose Ellis was her name? Oh, that was just such a beautiful dance. Remember when like all the music stopped, so it's like you could feel how the deaf people feel the music when everything stops, but you can still feel it sort of from the floor and her dancing. It was just a wonderful thing. And to step in someone else's shoes, it was beautiful. Right, now coming up though, we've got the Shake It Off session, one of our favorite tracks here. And you know what it's going to be? It's Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling. Yeah, so that's going to come up, and that's where we just shake everything off and just get rid of all our daily stresses and just have a little bit of a boogie if we can. So that can come up at any time, as when you hear Taylor Swift and Shake It Off, that's when the track's going to come on. But now we're going back to the 80s with Talk Out of Town here on Phoenix FM.
Sometime one thing leads to another. I know was a time I wanted you for mine. Nobody knew. You arrived like a day, just like a cloud. I made a wish, I said it out loud. Loud in a crowd. Everybody else
what you feel. I'd like to know, but why should I? Who are you then? Who are you now? Well, common labor by night, you find a highbrow. Back in my room, I wonder that I sit on the bed and look at the sky.
Hello, this is Andy Bauer from Erasure. You're listening to Phoenix FM.
You are on one side and I am on the other.
We are strong.
Oh, that's one of my favourite songs from the 80s, that one, actually. Circus. The Circus from Erasure is one of the top five albums, I think, of that year as well. So it's an absolute joy. So if you've never listened to The Circus, have a listen to it. You may love it as much as I do. Right, now, we haven't had this for a while, and we're supposed to do it yesterday, but... It's word of the week. Yes, it's word of the week. It's a word that we rarely use, or it's not even in a dictionary anymore. And this is a 16th century word that's coming up there. It is mubble fubbles. I'm just typing it down. Yes, mubblefubbles. So it's kind of words on the week. I cheated a little bit, but it's kind of hyphenated, really. And it means a sense of impending doom, or when you're just, like, a little bit dispirited, or, you know. So I would use it, you know, like, if you, like, waiting to go to school, and you're thinking, oh, I really don't want to go to school the next day, or you've got to go to the work the next day, so, oh, I really don't want to go, then you have the mubble fubbles. So I'd use it Sunday evening before I work. Obviously not now, but as I used to, I always have a case of the mubble fubbles. So that is our word of the week.
Tonight's gonna be that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
Like oh my god,
like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa,
come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup,
drink.
Mazel tov,
l'chaim.
Look at her dancing,
move it, move
just
it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town,
paint the town.
We'll shut it down,
shut it down.
Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it. Let's do it,
let's do it. And do it, and do it. Let's live it up and
do it.
And do it, and do it, and do it,
do it.
Let's do it, let's do it. Let's do it,
do it,
let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go. We gotta rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock.
Easy come, easy go. Now we on top,
top, top, top, top.
Feel the shot, body rock. Rockin' don't stop,
stop, stop, stop, stop.
Round and round, up and down. Around the clock,
rock, 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 rock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes, I'm going to have a good time as well tomorrow because I am actually hosting, I don't know how it happened, but I am actually hosting the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary's Halloween and quiz night. Halloween quiz night and curry night. Yeah, I don't even know what it is I'm doing. Yeah, and it's 6:30 start tomorrow and you've got 8 rounds of questions with a curry at half time. And it's not any old curry, oh no. It is curry from Leon as well, so it is just perfection. And I say, I'm going to be the quiz master or person or whatever you call me. I don't know. Yeah, and it's £15 per person again, but all the proceeds are in aid of the wonderful sanctuary. So for more information, you can go to phoenixfm.com, go to the events page, and then you'll get all the information there and the links if you fancy coming along. And yeah, we're going to have great fun tomorrow night. I cannot wait for that, and especially for the curry as well, to be fair. So that's for tomorrow night. But listen, it's coming up soon. We do have 98 not out. See, I've got the title right now. I've known a little bit more about cricket since Darren Zaddy's show back on here on a Thursday night. But now let's have another listen to Guess the Intro, and I'll be playing this one right out at the end of the show.
Guess the Intro.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems. At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Cricket, lovely cricket.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, so, we've got Madeline Christie back on at 10 p.m. tonight. If you like country music, you're going to love that show. I know I do listen in on at 10 o'clock. And I started to listen in to this guy as well. Yeah, Darren, hello, how you doing?
Good evening.
Good evening.
It is now. In the old days, it would have been good afternoon. It would have been the height of summer.
Yeah, I know.
We've been wearing T-shirts and shorts, but it's properly winter out there now.
I know. As you walked in as well, there's all I could hear the rain coming down. I was like, oh, Darren's on his
way
in.
Yeah, and it started just as I got out of my car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice, mate. Yeah, we've got a special guest tonight as well, haven't you, on your show? He's got loads to talk about, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, obviously, England are doing awful in the World Cup, so we're going to be talking about that. And I've got Paul Newman from the Daily Mail, who I've just spoken to just before we've come on air. So he's going to be talking about that. But, yeah, Geoffrey Archer is my guest tonight. So he's been on probably about four or five times now since I started doing it. In fact, I think he was on show number one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He's got a new book out, so that's always the hook to get these people with you.
So have you met him before?
I've met him a few times. I've known him probably about 10 years, going back quite a long way. I've been to his... I had him make me lunch in his apartment on the embankment. Yeah.
Oh, but lovely views and this.
Oh, unbelievable, over the House of Commons and everything. Yeah. And he didn't let me down because he's got the... It's like a James Bond type thing.
Is it really?
A private lift that comes up to... And then, you know, the lift doors open, you come out, and, was his secretary or his assistant sort of greeted me, come this way, and there he was, like a Bond villain.
Really?
In the main sort of living room, the views.
Brilliant.
He's got his silk smoking jacket on, his velvet monochrome slippers.
Monochrome slippers as well. Yeah, he wasn't smoking a cigar, was he, as well? No.
All he needed to do was...
White cat, yeah.
Smoking a white cat, yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant, though. No, I love that sort of... Because that's how you imagine some of these characters as well, you know. So, you know, you hear Geoffrey Archer, you know, you always have these visions of people, you know. But, I mean, I know you've met him before, and you're like, he's a nice fellow, and you like
him. Yeah, he's one of these people. He's not everyone's cup of tea, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I've worked with him on a couple of big charity events, and he's a very, very good auctioneer.
That's nice, yeah.
Really good at working the crowd up.
Yeah.
And always, he's a big cricket fan, apart from anything else. So, you know, it's a cricket show, and we get him on, and he loves to talk about cricket.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, so. And he gives up his time as well. I love people that do that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, because it takes him a long time to get back in his lift, doesn't it, really, to get back down, back down again, especially if he's got to sort out his butler and everything like
that.
Yeah,
and I had some sandwiches in my pocket as well.
Always take a bag with you. You need the bag. You can have the man bags now. You know what I mean? Or pretend you've got a laptop in your bag, you know. You get more sandwiches in that one, to be fair. Yeah. So you also, as you say, you've got loads going on tonight. Because, I mean, I know nothing about cricket, as you know. We've discussed that before. I'm learning little bits, but I've heard on the news as well that England have done really one of their worst things, apparently.
It's shocking.
Is it really that bad?
Because they are world champions.
Yeah.
They've come into this as
favourites, right?
They've got beaten by people like Afghanistan.
Yeah. What's gone on? I mean, I know you can't talk about now, but yeah, so you can listen from 6 o'clock. Otherwise, I'll be asking all the questions.
Don't get me started.
No, I know. I can see he's getting angry. Just thinking about it, getting quite anxious thinking about it. Well, do you like the specials? Was that a silly question, right?
Oh, love the specials.
Right, let's play that then. Too much, too young.
Oh.
Just like yourself. Far too young.
Too much, much too young. You're married with a kid. You could be having fun with them. No more thinking. You've done too much, much too young. And now you're married with a son. When you should be having fun with them. No more thinking.
I never count them off at the end because they always deserve an applause, don't they? Specials, Too Much Too Young. Oh, those were the days. Pork pie hat, I'm going to have to get it out the loft. It's probably got all mothballs all over it anyway. Right, so our word of the day today was marble fubbles, a 16th century word that means a sense of impending doom or dispirited. That's not what you're feeling there because obviously Darren's taking over from me in a minute, so that'll be all fine. But I want to thank you for all your requests today from the kids as well as the adults. Coming up, as I say, at 6 o'clock, we do have Darren with 98 Not Out. Not 96 Not Out, as I was saying earlier, but don't tell him. And tomorrow, I cannot wait to have Apu Vyas. He's in the studios from West Ham United supporters group, Inclusive Irons. A really lovely fella. Local boy as well. I think he can probably walk here to the studio as well. And they'll be talking about their aims and the future projects, I should say, and how you can get involved. So that's all coming up tomorrow. But now, I'm going to leave you with the brand new track from the Rolling Stones. Do you know what? Actually, on this day, back in 1962, they recorded their very first demo tape in Highbury. Have a brilliant night. I'm going to leave you with Darren. See you later. Bye.
This is Phoenix FM News.